first of all, has it sunk in that you're a member of the Calgary Flames yet?
I wouldn't say it's sunk in yet, but I definitely feel a lot more comfortable now that we're in kind of day three here, and I kind of got the chance to meet everyone kind of in the organization and all the fellow prospects who are going through this whole process with me. So I don't think it's sunk in as a reality yet, but it's I feel a lot more comfortable right now.
What has been the kind of, I guess, give us the checklist of what's happened since that Saturday at the draft? What's been like a week and a half or 2 weeks since it happened? What's happened since you were drafted and your name was called by the Flames?
Yeah, that Saturday was a pretty crazy day, but a memorable one. So I think that day I kind of enjoyed it with some friends and family, and then from there it's pretty much been right back to work because we're here within a week. So it was kind of a business as usual week getting ready for this, and since I've been here it's been amazing and I've learned a lot.
What's the development camp experience been like to this point?
Yeah, the days are planned extremely well. We've got when you're not on the ice, then you're working out in the gym or yesterday we had some nutrition seminars and we learned, some of us cooked some stuff. So
what'd you cook?
I don't even know how to describe it.
You didn't cook these cinnamon buns, did you?
It wasn't that good. We don't need to talk about it. But some other guys made some good food, and we're doing that. And some, you learn a lot, and you meet a lot of great people. And even then, when you're back at the hotel, you get a chance to hang out with guys that you never do get the chance to hang out with. So it's pretty fun, and the days are great.
In conversation with Matthew Phillips, Calgary product, sixth-round pick of the Calgary Flames in this year's draft, Derek.
Unlike us, you weren't in Buffalo for the NHL draft. So what did it feel like, because you didn't have an opportunity to do it then, to put on that flaming C for the first time?
Yeah, it's well, I've worn the jersey a couple times before. I got, like, a Ginla jerseys and stuff at home, but this one was a little bit different for sure. It's pretty surreal, and it's just being here. It's a camp that you hear a lot of people get pretty excited about around the city. So to be a part of it and to get to throw the jersey on and go out there and compete, it's pretty special.
I always enjoy asking guys who are at development camp for the first time about fitness testing. What was that experience like for you?
It was cool. We did some bike stuff that I've never really done before, some sprints and some longer bikes that weren't the most fun, but it was really good, and it was set up extremely well. It was well organized, so I think the guys are gonna get some. We're gonna get some really good feedback here when we get our exit interview. So, it was really well organized, and it was challenging. So it's nice that it's over with, but I think it was really well set up.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you're not the biggest guy. Now you play against bigger guys, of course, in junior hockey, but being out there on the ice today with guys who play at all levels, whether it be junior or college, guys who are going to turn pro, guys who are already pro, and some pretty massive guys out there. What was it like? Were you nervous going onto the ice, and how did you feel once you were out there with them?
Yeah, it's something that you can't really prepare yourself for. I back in Victoria, I've had experience playing against Austin Carroll and Keegan Kanzig, so those are probably two guys that I'd list as the biggest I've ever played against before here. So it's something that you just got to kind of believe in your abilities, and you're here for a reason. So I think those big guys, they're not going easy on anyone, and we wouldn't want them to. So it's fun to go and compete, and you're only going to get better when you're playing against those bigger, those stronger guys that the next level's full of.
Just a few more with Matt Phillips of the Calgary Flames in this year's draft. Are you, because everybody's asking you about your size. Does that get old, or is it something that you're just kind of used to at this point?
It's something that I can't really get away from. I've lived with it my whole life, so I think people asking, it's a little bit unique, because there's not a lot of guys that are kind of my size that are competing at camps here, so I don't mind. I don't mind the questions and the discussion about it all. So it's something that I'm used to and that I've lived with my whole life.
You're going into your 18-year-old season now in the Western Hockey League. 76 points last year in your first full year in the league. How much more prepared do you feel to build on what was an unbelievable rookie season?
Yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable. I think last year the goal was just make the team, just hang around, and compete for a spot on the team. And I played every night, and I learned a lot from this past season. So I think coming in, we have a lot of guys returning to the team this year. So I think I kind of know what it takes, the schedule and how challenging it is. So I think I can prepare myself a bit better, and I think all the guys on the team are really excited to get back at it.
Looking forward to the scrimmage tomorrow?
I'm really excited. I don't know exactly how many, but I might have a bit of a cheering section I'm hearing, so it should be pretty fun, and we haven't really practiced with the other half of the players yet,
yeah.
So it's gonna be fun to get on the ice with some of the fellow new draft picks and all the other players, so it's gonna be a cool and competitive experience.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for dropping by, and enjoy the rest of your first development camp, eh?
Thank you very much.
He is Matthew Phillips of now the Calgary Flames organization, and also the Victoria Royals, joining us here at development camp.